Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, August 30th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, starting with iOS 18, the Apple Sports app will provide live activities for games, surfacing real-time and updating scores directly on your iPhone's lock screen and in the Smart Stack on Apple Watch. This functionality will replace the Follow Game feature that's currently available in the Apple TV app. Users will be able to use the Apple Sports app to choose which teams they want to receive live activities for, and scores will be sent to the user's lock screen automatically when games and matches start. Apple does point out that you can follow multiple teams in the Apple Sports app, but choose to only have a subset of them initiate automatic live activities. The new notification features will be rolling out alongside the launch of iOS 18 and watchOS 11, and Apple is also planning some user interface enhancements to the Apple Sports app, including faster navigation and an upgraded search experience to make it easier to find leagues that users do not currently follow. Apple has also announced support for additional soccer leagues, including Champions League and Europa League fixtures becoming available in September. And of course, these changes come in time for college football and NFL here in the United States, and as we approach playoff baseball season as well. Again, the support for live activities from the Apple Sports app will replace the current live activities feature of the TV app, so if you've been relying on the TV app for that feature, you'll have to download Apple Sports on your iPhone from the App Store. In other news today, Apple Intelligence is still in beta with iOS 18.1 and macOS 15.1, and when announced in June, Apple said that its AI features would only be available in US English. With the first two betas of iOS 18.1, users could change their device region to the United States to access Apple Intelligence. With Beta 3, however, it seems that Apple is dropping this requirement. In the release notes for the third beta of iOS 18.1 and macOS 15.1, Apple no longer says that the device region has to be set to the United States. Instead, the release notes only mention that users must set Siri to the US English language. So this means it's now possible to try out Apple Intelligence features just by changing Siri's language and the device language to the US English without changing the region settings whatsoever. Changing the region of a device has bigger implications, like affecting the format of things like phone numbers and calendars. Another thing to keep in mind, of course, is that Apple Intelligence is not available in the European Union, and as of right now, this change in Beta 3 doesn't affect availability in the European Union. But still, for countries not in the European Union and outside of the United States, the ability to more easily access Apple Intelligence is a welcome change. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful Apple Design Award-winning writing application for the Mac, iPad, and iPhone. I write all of my 9to5 Mac articles and notes in Ulysses, and I couldn't imagine life without it. It offers a distraction-free writing environment and lets you focus on your text. You can also edit your writing anytime and anywhere, with iCloud syncing there to keep everything in check across your devices. Ulysses also lets you publish your text conveniently to various blogging platforms, complete with images, tags, excerpts, and more, including WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and Micro.blog. So hit the link in the show notes to get started with Ulysses today for free. My thanks to Ulysses for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. Writing out today, OpenAI is seeking a new round of funding that values the company at over $100 billion, and a new report today says Apple is in negotiations to join in. According to the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg, companies including Apple, Nvidia, and Microsoft are all in talks to invest in OpenAI. The report is light on details and says it couldn't be learned how much Apple or Microsoft will invest into OpenAI this round. Microsoft, of course, is already a major investor in the company and owns a 49% share of its profits. Microsoft first invested $13 billion in OpenAI back in 2019. An investment from Apple would be part of a new OpenAI fundraising round that would value the company at over $100 billion. Venture capital firm Thrive Capital is set to lead the round and will invest $1 billion. And OpenAI in total is set to raise several billion dollars through this round of fundraising. Apple and OpenAI are, of course, teaming up to integrate ChatGPT into iOS 18 later this year, Through this partnership, ChatGPT will handle world knowledge requests in combination with Siri. Bloomberg has said that Apple is not paying OpenAI as part of this partnership, nor is OpenAI paying Apple. Instead, Apple reportedly believes that the exposure the iOS 18 integration is giving OpenAI is of equal or greater value than cash. But also long-term, Apple is expected to add other AI models to iOS 18 in addition to ChatGPT. At WWDC in June, for example, Craig Federighi hinted at potentially adding Google Gemini support, and the decision to focus on ChatGPT at the start was because Apple wanted to start with the best. If Apple were to invest in OpenAI, it could have more say over the future of feature development and decision making. But as of right now, this is just a report that hasn't yet been confirmed. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, it's super helpful if you leave a rating and a review in Apple Podcasts. You can also find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. Monday is a holiday in the United States, so you can come back on Tuesday for a new week of Apple news.